This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
I really don't have an answer for that. Really, the only thing I can think of is that I never really allowed myself to become... Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 41 of the Off Duty Podcast. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and listening to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know that each week I usually have a guest on the show that I interview. But this week I wanted to do something a little different. This week I'm going to be flying solo. This is the first time I've done a solo episode since episode number one. And the reason why I'm doing this is because lately I've come across a topic that I've really become interested in, and I wanted to take some time to share with you how I feel about it. It's funny, when you start something, you never know the path that it's going to take you on. And this podcast, when I started it back in February of 2020, I had no idea that this subject would be one that would continuously come up. When I have guests on the show, and I've been seeing a lot of it online, and when I really stop and think about it and look back on it, I guess it's no surprise, given everything that everyone has gone through in 2020. 2020 was basically a shit show for a lot of people, and for my brothers and sisters in law enforcement, it really took a toll on a lot of you, and that's starting to come across in a lot of the interviews that I've done. And like I say, a lot of the things that I've been reading online, and just the profession as a whole, it has a tendency to really affect our mental well-being. Since I've started looking into this subject, I started thinking about my own career and the 20 years that I put in on the job. I guess I can say that I was lucky in that the job didn't affect me to the point like I see a lot of people that are struggling right now with PTSD and anxiety and depression and all of those things. And I shouldn't say the job didn't affect me, because it did. If you've listened to previous episodes, then you know my story and having to go inside to work the front desk because I was having some health issues and how much I hated being put in that position. But those last 5 years, they really did affect me. And about 6-7 months later, after I retired, my kids even came to me and they said that they noticed a huge difference in my attitude. And I contribute a lot of that to not being on that front desk anymore during that time. I started thinking, you know, why was I able to come out of my 20 years in the profession unscathed, or not as bad as, you know, some of the others that I've come across online and on the podcast? And I really don't have an answer for that. Really, the only thing I can think of is that I never really allowed myself to become... I didn't allow my identity to be dictated by my job. You know, I had other interests outside of law enforcement. I had other friends outside of law enforcement. And I'm sure that played a part in me being able to compartmentalize a lot of the things that I saw and did and came across when I was working. Like I say, the more I've sat down and started thinking about this subject and looking back at my own career, I really did deal with a lot of bullshit. And again, to my amazement, after hearing what the job is doing to so many of those in the profession now, I'm blessed to say that I wasn't affected the way many are being affected. I recently did an episode with Nate Sylvester. I believe it was episode number 39. I believe it was 38 or 39. I can't remember off the top of my head. But Nate, if you don't know, Nate gained national attention for a TikTok video he made in response to LeBron James' stupid-ass tweet about the Columbus, Ohio shooting. And Nate has since been fired. They said it wasn't a result of that, but we know that's not true. But Nate said something during that interview that pretty much rings true. And he said that law enforcement, despite being a great career, it takes a lot from you, but it gives you very little back. And when you really think about that, it's true. The unfortunate thing is we don't even realize that it's taken from us because we just go through our day-to-day routine and we just think that it's normal and we become numb and immune to a lot of the heartache and disappointment and tragedies that we see on the job. And we just simply become numb to it, or we just block it out altogether. And unfortunately, again, for some, over time, it takes a toll. And one of the things that I came across that made a lot of sense to me, and I guess I never thought about this, you know, when you're in the middle of something, you don't really think about it. But it's not that often that you have the one major tragic event that causes the PTSD and the mental trauma to officers. It's the continuous day after day being exposed to all the negativity, the tragedy, and all the heartbreak that we deal with on a day-to-day basis that starts to take its toll on us. I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I remember one day when I was stuck on that damn desk, this asshole that came into the station for whatever it was that he was coming in for. And we end up getting into it as a big argument and all this other nonsense. But when he left, about 30 minutes later, a lady came in to make an accident report. And when she walked up to the window, I said, "Can I help you?" And her response to me was, "I was coming to make an accident report, but you just looked at me like, what the fuck do you want?" And she was right in the expression that I had on my face, because mentally I was still dealing with that asshole from 30 minutes ago. And when you think about it, during our day, how often does something happen that carries over and affects the rest of our shift? And you do this day after day, you never deal with it. Then you go home and you're pissed off, whether it's something on a run, administrative, whatever it is. You go home, you walk in a house, you still have this stuff that you never dealt with. And now your spouse is telling you about the toilet that's broke, or the kids are yelling or something. And next thing you know, all of that leads to an argument. And you get up the next day and you go in, and because you've never dealt with the crap from the day before, now more stuff gets piled on you. And it's just a continuing cycle. And if you never take the time to address it, that's how that continuous trauma or negativity just piles on. And that's where your mental health starts to take a turn, and your appreciation for the job, your loved ones, and everything starts to deteriorate. I belong to two Facebook groups that are for law enforcement officers that are struggling with PTSD and other mental issues as a result of the job. And it's interesting to read the comments and the stories, because, again, all I can say is that I was blessed that I came out of it, you know, still intact, I guess, for lack of a better term, and not affected the way some of these men and women have been affected by the job. And a large part of it, again, it goes back to just that accumulation of the daily trauma that we are just totally unaware of. And this all prompted me to want to do something to help my brothers and sisters in blue, because there are a lot of us out there struggling. I was looking up some statistics, and so far in 2021, and these statistics are from June 11th, there's been 63 suicides in law enforcement across the country and 149 deaths in the line of duty. And in 2020, suicides alone, there were 172. That's a lot of suicides for a profession. And like I say, we all know 2020, again, was a shit show for many people. So all the garbage that the men and women had to go through on the front line during that time, I can see where it really took a toll on your mental psyche. And the more I look into this, the more I realize that I wanted to do something to do my part to get these men and women some help. And what I decided to do is I'm going to start a law enforcement peer-to-peer mastermind, and I'm going to be opening the doors for that on July 16th at 9 a.m. For this first session of the mastermind, I'm only accepting 10 people. It's going to be a three-month mastermind, and there is going to be some costs associated with this, and that's simply because I do have some expenses that I have to cover in order to put this on. But it's going to be $495 for a three-month mastermind session. You're going to get six weekly virtual sessions where you get to talk peer-to-peer. And the way that's going to work is I have a custom journal that I have put together. It's a handmade personal journal strictly for law enforcement. And the reason why I did that is because one thing I realized looking back on my career is that a lot of us aren't even aware that this daily trauma is occurring to us and it's affecting other aspects of our lives. And we aren't even aware of what's causing all this damage to our careers or to our lives and our mental health. So I put together this journal, and the journal was a big part of the mastermind because in there, you're going to document your day-to-day stresses on the job. And we're going to talk about that in those six weekly peer-to-peer sessions. And we're going to mastermind. You're going to go through and discuss what's been going on with you that week. And the other members are going to bounce ideas off of each other and just share in a safe, no judgment location. You're also going to get access to experts. For 6 weeks, I'm going to have mental health experts who work with law enforcement, and they're going to come in and cover a number of different topics. And they're going to do a teaching and a Q&A session. And we're going to have 6 weeks of those. After each weekly session, we're going to stay on for 30 minutes and we're just going to bond and just talk. And if there's anything else that, you know, that you want to get off your chest, you'll have the opportunity to do that during that 30-minute session. You'll also get access to the private community that I'm going to be setting up strictly for those involved in the mastermind. This will be an area where you can go, and if you're having some moments or need questions answered or looking for resources or anything like that, this is where you'll be able to go to get access to that type of information. And like I say, that's going to be $495. It's going to be broken up into three payments, so you don't have to come out of pocket all at once. The second option is going to be a bit more expensive, but it also involves a whole lot more. You're going to get everything that you get in the 90-day mastermind, but this is going to be a yearly retreat that I'm going to put on for five couples. So yes, you can bring your spouse or significant other to this event, and it's going to be an in-person retreat, 3 nights and 4 days. I haven't picked the location yet, but we'll probably kick that off in 2022 because it's going to take me a minute to get everything set up with that. And the price for that is going to be $2,995. And that includes the room and food during the time that you're there for the event. I'm also going to have experts come in person. And again, we're going to take that opportunity to workshop and have our peer-to-peer sessions and focus on our relationships with our significant others and things like that. So it's really going to be a great opportunity just to kind of reconnect and refocus and bond with some other people that are going through a similar situation. Also for that, you're going to, like I said, you're going to get access to everything that you get in the 90 day. You're going to have all your food paid for. The room is going to be paid for. You're going to get 50% off on any future journals. The first one is included in the mastermind. They're 90-day journals, and they were done that way specifically to coincide with the mastermind itself, because the journal will play a big part while you're in the mastermind. And this is just something I wanted to do because I feel like there's just a lot of my brothers and sisters out there that are hurting. And I just want to do what I can to help. And there's going to be a portion of the proceeds that are going to be donated to a law enforcement, mental health, nonprofit organization. I don't know what that organization is yet because I'm still searching and trying to find one. So if you know of one that you would like to help, please feel free to reach out to me and share that information with me. You can just email me at tony@theoffdutypodcast.com and I will follow up from there. Like I said, I'm only accepting 10 people total for the 90-day mastermind and 5 couples total for the in-person mastermind sessions. So I hope you decide to take advantage of this because the goal is to help you have a happier life, a more stress-free life, better job performance, better relationships in the whole nine yards. That's the plan with this. If you're interested, there's a link down in the show notes where you can go and get on the wait list. The doors will open on July 16th at 9 a.m. There will be a short application that you have to fill out because, again, I'm not going to take everyone, unfortunately, for this first session. I will increase the numbers as we go on, but right now to start off, I only want a small group because I want to home in. I want to make sure that I'm doing this right and that I am actually helping the people that are going to attend. So you can go to theoffdutypodcast.com/mastermind to get more information and also get on the wait list. There's a link down in the show notes. Just click on that link and that'll take you over to that page. All right. Again, you guys, please stay safe out there. I appreciate you all listening to the podcast. If you're not in law enforcement and you're listening to this and you know of someone that is in the profession and they may be suffering as a result of PTSD or depression or anxiety or any of that stuff, and you know that they're not seeking help, please pass this episode on to them so that they can hopefully tune in and listen. And like I say, with the payment stuff, it's not going to be all out of pocket at once. You can pay over the course of the 3 months, but all that stuff will be explained once you get on the wait list. All right, guys, again, take care of yourselves. Stay safe out there. I appreciate you. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.